Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
I'm J. Scott Smith, and here's what's happening right now. The city of Philadelphia has launched a pilot project to stop the spread of COVID-19 by tracing the contacts of people diagnosed with the infection. For more on this, here's KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
Contact tracing has been a public health tool for decades, but rarely has it been attempted on the kind of scale that would be needed to control the spread of COVID-19 until a vaccine is created. Philadelphia will attempt it with the help of a $92 million federal grant. A small pilot is underway, but hiring has begun to ramp up the effort. First, supervisors, then frontline staff, who will identify everyone a patient has had contact with so they can be tested and their contacts tested in turn. Health Commissioner Tom Farley says contact tracers will need people skills more than technical knowledge.
These are people who are going to have to interview folks, find out where they were, where they spent time, get information that may be somewhat private, and then follow up and talk to other people who've been exposed and deal with people's fears and concerns and give them appropriate information.
Farley says the city is also working with health systems and nonprofits on this project. And applications are still being accepted for Philadelphia's summer jobs program for young people. KYW's Mike DiNardo tells us that the jobs will, of course, be online.
The COVID-19 pandemic has forced the nonprofit Philadelphia Youth Network to retool its annual summer jobs program called Work Ready, says the network's CEO, Shakima Fulmore Townsend.
Work Ready is going digital, and that will mean that young people will have workforce experiences, but many of those experiences will happen on the device of their choice.
The six-week program in July and August gives 8,000 young people between the ages of 12 and 24 the opportunity to earn up to $595. 550 of the jobs are for Philadelphia School District students, and they're set up to provide online summer experiences in three areas: career exposure, financial literacy, and digital literacy. Last summer's employers included Bank of America, Drexel University, and PICO.
For now, the jobs are online, and the district says, along with the network, it's monitoring whether any in-person experiences will be allowed later in the summer. And a small family-run garden center in Delaware County is doing big business during the COVID-19 crisis, as we hear from KYW's John McDevitt.
With many people spending more time at home during the coronavirus crisis, sprucing up the lawn and garden is a popular thing.
The business that we've had has probably doubled or tripled.
That's Justin Lungo from Hillside Nursery in Clifton Heights, which was deemed an essential business. He says support from the community has been incredible.
They've really been trying to support the little guy, which is nice. So we've been getting a lot of the overflow customers from some of the big box retailers.
Lungo says meeting customers' demand has been a challenge, but it's improving.
So it's been kind of a mad scramble trying to get product in. And this business is no different than the grocery store or any other businesses that are relying on, you know, supply chain channels. So the supply chains for nurseries, like plastic bags for bagged mulch and things like that, it's a little bit strained right now. So we've had some issues bringing some stuff in, but I think a lot of that backlog is starting to be cleared, which is nice.
He says most of the products at the nursery are situated outdoors to allow for social distancing. And the NFL insists it will have a full 2020 season. And the Eagles coaching staff continues to deal with a rather unique offseason. We hear more on the Birds from KYW's Ed Bankin.
With the Eagles absent from the practice field this offseason due to the pandemic, Doug Peterson says he is putting his trust in his players to continue with their workouts online.
We can't fly to them. We can't go see them work out, whatever. We can't do any of that. And so we're just asking that they take this serious.
Despite the lack of organized team activities, Peterson is confident his players will be ready whenever training camp and the regular season get underway.
I'm not saying we're going to be a well-oiled machine, you know, in July, but the guys should be in pretty good shape when we do get a chance to have them back in the building.
Whether or not training camp or the regular season starts on time is yet to be determined. And Carry the Load is an organization that honors America's military, veterans, and first responders. But as we hear from KYW Charlotte Reese, their biggest event of the year, where they walk and bike from all over the country to Dallas, Texas, will look a lot different this year.
There's typically a huge welcoming in Yardley, Bucks County when Carry the Load passes through.
We had to rework the schedule because of everything that's going on in the world right now.
Yardley Mayor Chris Harding has been an ambassador for the nonprofit since 2014.
We had the goal this year to walk the entire stretch of Pennsylvania with Carry the Load, which would be from Washington Crossing to essentially almost down to the airport just before they entered Delaware.
That would have been 60 miles. Harding says he hopes they can schedule a walk later this year in honor of Carry the Load. This weekend, four relays would be ending in Dallas, Texas with their annual Dallas Memorial March.
You know, with Carry the Load, our tagline being, who are you carrying?
National Relay Director Matt Fryman says the organization is all about restoring the true meaning of Memorial Day.
And we're able to carry on their names and their legacies and what they've done and share those stories so that their memories never die.
The organization encourages people to share ways that you're honoring America's heroes and use the hashtag Carry the Load. And that's the All Local. I'm J. Scott Smith. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.